are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. We didn't go too far. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We need to talk about the mad cow disease found in a cow and figure out what that means for us and why stocks dropped. We'll talk about that. Also, a little bit of a scare for some of us women who used fertility drugs. They say women who used fertility drugs may be putting their offspring at risk for childhood leukemia. So, we'll talk about that. Also, it looks like a man who lost his daughter to an accident says he hears her and has actually recorded her paranormal activity. All right. I don't know if you guys believe in that. Sounds cool. I don't know if I believe in it, but we'll talk about that. A lot of other issues that have been coming up that we've been wanting to talk about that I didn't get to in the first hour. We were discussing how cocaine actually has been found to shrink the brain, but also ecstasy. Just one dose can mess with your sleep cycle for weeks. So for those of you kind of thinking about, oh, I'll take a hit of ecstasy, don't. Also, it looks like the woman who gave away her kidney to the transplant line so her boss could have a kidney, she wants a kidney back because she was fired. And she is furious. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But, of course, we want to hear from you. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess we're waiting for Congress to act soon for our college students' student loan percent rise. Oh, I'm speaking so well. Sorry, I'm looking at the story, and I really can't stand the internet now. There's all these flashing ads. Are you guys as sick of computers as I am? I'm trying to read a story, and there's all these flashing ads, and then somebody starts to talk because it's a commercial. The reason why I'm going to my computer and not the television is I don't want commercials. But I guess we're getting all these kind of, you know, so I'm getting distracted. I'm sorry. But anyway, unless Congress acts soon, the current 3.4% student loan rate will double up to 6.8% on July 1, 2002, costing students thousands of dollars more for their college degree. And already the campuses have been raising their rates. I guess President Obama said he paid off his student loans 8 years ago. Was it 8 years ago? You know, like everybody was like, yay, President Obama, yay, you paid off his student loans. See, us, no, we couldn't pay off our student loans. Our student loans were too high. Too high. Way too high. And so we had to get a home equity loan when the, that's what we did. Our accountant said, no, we're going to do some accounting on the Dr. Dahlia Show. What happened with the student loans is you were able to write some of them off. Yet, when the housing market went up and everybody took a mortgage against their house, all right, we didn't buy things or do home improvements. Our accountant said, borrow against the house to pay off your student loans so you have less interest and then you could write off more of your house mortgage, I guess. So we did that. But I can't say we paid off our loans. I mean, we're still paying and we're probably going to be paying as long as we're paying on our mortgage. But at least at the time, we got a better tax break. So that's what we did. I love talking money. I would love to do a medical money show. That would be great. But anyway, you know, I don't know how these students do it. I don't know how they have the money to do it. I mean, me, luckily, I got an academic scholarship when I went to college. No one in my family had gone to college. No one could afford it. And so, you know, my mom tried, you know, but she had my sister and then she had me. My father was in the army. Then he had to help support his parents working, you know, their small business. And so, you know, and my sister at the time, couldn't, she was, she, you know, I mean, we just didn't have the money to go to college. So luckily I got an academic scholarship and I could go, but then I had to work to support myself and, you know, pay for all the extras like your books and, you know, your birth control. You know, I didn't have what Ms. Fluck has in terms of health insurance covering birth control. I had to pay for my own birth control or I had to not have sex, which actually the latter really happened because, you know, I wasn't the hot thing that everybody thinks I am. But anyway, long story short, I don't know how students do it because now academic scholarships are not as plentiful as they were then. And I mean, I'm sure some do. I mean, I really work my butt for mine. I mean, I that's neither here nor there. But I don't know how you do it. I mean, especially since college has turned into a five-year program. That really blows my mind. I mean, at least I was able to get done in 4 years. Yeah, I took summer school classes. I took full loads, you know, in between my jobs. I worked an average of 2-3 jobs every semester, and I got through. But many students, they're doing the five-year route, and that's, whew. So anyway, you know, good luck with that, guys. I want you to be able to get your student loans, get through college, stuff. But I got to tell you, you know, remember, you had to have a high school diploma. Everybody has a high school diploma. Then, you know, people are getting high school diplomas, and I was like, we got to have a college degree. You know, well, now we have a slew of people. We have a huge employee pool or a worker or, I guess, an applicant pool that have college degrees. And, you know, it's going to eventually turn, well, you have to have more than a college degree. You have to have a master's. You have to, I mean, when does it stop? Are we going to later have to have a doctorate to compete? You know, I can't tell you how many people apply to our office for a job. They have college degrees, but they're like, I can't find a job. I'm like, but you have a college degree. Why would you want to work in our office? I mean, we have great staff. We have, like, I need a job. No one's hiring. Everybody has a college degree. Well, everybody doesn't have a college degree, but you don't stand out anymore now having a college degree. You don't. And it's very frustrating, extremely frustrating. So especially since you're putting in all that money and you're borrowing all that money. So, and I really don't understand the government. I don't think I ever will. I don't understand why there's a there's supposed to be a hike, tax hike of almost double with the student loan rates. Who wrote that? Why wasn't it, you know, just like right with Congress not getting paid and the government coming to a standstill? I still don't understand how that happens. Who writes the law saying, well, probably because the law expires a certain date and then everything goes back to the way it was. That's probably what happens. I don't know. I don't think government knows how to do anything correctly. Am I being wrong with that statement? I just don't think they do. And unfortunately, government's in control of our healthcare. Government's in control of our education. They're in control of everything. Well, they're not in control of Mad Cow, because this cow sounds mad. And let's find out what's going on with that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, you got to make sure you put that cough in. Okay, so the first U.S. case of mad cow disease in 6 years has been found in a dairy cow in Central California. John Clifford, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief veterinarian, told reporters today in a briefing in Washington. Now, the cow's pretty ticked off. The cow was found at a rendering. Sorry, it's not funny. I don't know why I think that's funny, but it's not funny. The cow was found at a rendering facility as part of routine testing for the disease known as, now mad cow disease is known as bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Basically, it's a prion that gets into the cow's system, goes up into the brain, starts eating away at the brain, and when the pathologist looks at slides of the brain, it looks sponge-like. That's why it's called bovine spongiform encephalopathy, okay, or BSE for short. Now, they said that the cow's meat did not enter the food chain, but the carcass will be destroyed. They say this is the fourth case of the disease found in the U.S., since December 2003, in which a cow was born in Canada, and I guess came in a U.S. herd. All right, the most recent was March 2006. After that, they said the carcass was never presented for slaughter for human consumption, so at no time presented a risk to the food supply or human health. Okay, so why does everybody freak out? Well, the reason why people freak out about mad cow, by the way, the reason why they say mad cow is when you get the infection that goes up to the brain, just like a rabid dog when you have any sort of brain infection, you can have mood disorders, personality changes, and a lot of times you're grumpy. You know, a rabid dog is a very angry dog, a rabid animal, also very confused, ataxic, because they have an infection up in the brain. So they, you know, okay, so that's where they get the whole mad cow. Now, if a human eats mad cow disease, they will not get bovine spongiform encephalopathy. However, a variant, okay, could happen where the prion that causes the bovine spongiform encephalopathy could do a brain disorder, could cause a brain illness called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Okay, Creutzfeldt-Jakob, I guess there were two guys that worked together and figured this out. All right, and in that particular case, we need to be extremely careful because that could also cause encephalopathy. It goes to the spinal cord, the brain, the eye, affects the nervous system, bone marrow, spleen, and people can die. So you don't necessarily get mad cow disease. All right, because people always say, oh, my gosh, we're going to get mad cow disease. That's why, I guess, in England they had to slaughter bunches of cows decades ago. Well, they did it not because they thought they were going to get mad cow, but they thought they found a relationship between the human Creutzfeldt-Jakob, which they have. So, in fact, I think you can't even donate blood if you've been in the vicinity of an area where there was cattle with mad cow. So it's a pretty, that's right, it was the mid-80s, I think. There was the mid-80s, there was the epidemic of mad cow. Boy, that long? Isn't that crazy? We're talking 30 years ago? Seems like it just happened, right? Yeah, it was among cattle in the UK. They thought it was this prion that transmitted, and then they had to slaughter cattle. Okay, so, then by 1996, I guess in the UK, they had people, had seen people with a variant form of the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is kind of, I don't want to call it the human form of mad cow, but it's something very similar that you could get if you eat mad cow, and the cause was linked to eating meat from cattle infected with mad cow disease. And then I guess in December 2003, 143 people with this Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease have been diagnosed in the UK. So, you know, we're watching this very closely here in America because we love our beef. We love our meat. So I hope, you know, what bothers me is this was just a random cow they tested, you know, just randomly. I mean, it'd be nice if they test all of them. I don't know if that's what they're going to do. All right. Well, anyway, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, I have a question. I've been on Ambien for like 8 years, and I'm trying to figure out ways to get off the medication. I'm down to 5 milligrams, and I've cut down actually to 2.5 milligrams.
Oh, good.
But I'm trying to think of ways to come off the medication altogether without having a lot of withdrawal symptoms. I mean, it's the only thing that seems to help me go to sleep. And
absolutely.
What is your recommendation for that?
No, great question. Thank you. Wow. Okay, first of all, if for those of you that take Ambien or aren't familiar with Ambien, it's a hypnotic, very, very effective sleeping medication. But it is addictive. It's so easy to take that, and it works so well, it works so quickly, and then when you wake up in the morning, you're up and ready to go, that many people have loved it. It's probably one of, you thought Viagra was, you know, the super drug. People love Ambien. And you can go through withdrawals, absolutely. Absolutely you could go through withdrawals. So if you're trying to get off Ambien, which is very difficult to do, you need to do some sort of a wean. And I'll tell you how I would recommend the wean for that. Please don't know that Ambien, you know, for those of you that take Ambien, people always ask, well, how do I know if I'm addicted to it? You don't really get addicted to it. It's just you get so used to taking it that it is habit forming. Okay, Ambien is supposed to be a non-addictive sedative. Like, you know, the addictive sedatives would be like your benzodiazepines, your barbiturates, you know, the downers, the old-time downers. Well, Ambien came out, and Lunesta and Sonata, because they're supposed to be non-addictive. However, people take them because it works that they actually do get dependent on them. They won't be able to sleep without them. And you need to be careful because even taking them, sometimes they work so quickly and they have such a short half-life that you end up getting up in the middle of the night, usually with Ambien more than the other brands. And people sleepwalk, they get in the car, they start to drive around. So it's not something we want you on. I mean, whenever I prescribe Ambien, It is for somebody who needs once in a blue moon, you know, either for a flight to get, you know, they have to fly, you know, out of the country to Europe. They want to deal with the jet lag. They want to be able to sleep on the plane. But if you're taking it every day, you need to talk to your doctor. You need to get off of it. None of you should be addicted or dependent on any medication, especially since we don't know what's going to be happening with healthcare. And with the way healthcare is going, you know, and lack of access, I don't want you guys going, oh my gosh, I need my medication. You know, so whatever you guys think you're pretty dependent on, you know, this is the time to start getting off, because I have no idea where we're going with our healthcare system. So how do you wean off Ambien? Well, this is what I recommend for weaning off anything. Let's say you want to wean off an antidepressant. Let's say you want to wean off, trying to think what else. I usually use this for antidepressants and sleeping medications. Okay, so let's say you're on a dose. In this particular case, he was on a 2.5 milligram dose. Okay, if he was on a 10 milligram dose, I would tell you how to, you know, I would probably say, okay, you take, let's say, the 10 milligram dose every day that week. Then the next week, one of the days, cut it in half. Okay, we're talking a very slow wean. Then the next week, two of the days, cut it in half. So you're taking the 10 milligram 5 days a week. 2 days is the half pill, right? Then 3 days a week, the next week, a half pill. So in 7 weeks, you've already weaned down to half a pill. So in his particular case, very difficult, you know, these pills will crack into, the tens will crack into fives. The fives can crack into 2.5s. What do you do? Well, then you get a pill cutter, right? Or ask your doctor to give you the 5 milligram pills so that you cut in half and then do a pill cutter. Because in order to wean off Ambien, this is a way that I've used. I came up with it myself, even though I'm sure many other doctors do it this way too. If you're on 2.5 milligrams of Ambien every day and you can't get off of it, even though that's much better to try to wean off of than 10, you know, trying to get off 10 milligrams a day is a heck of a lot more difficult and it could be more dangerous. But 2.5 milligrams a day, then what I would do is you take the 2.5 milligrams a day every day, right? Then you cut back the next week to only, if you could cut that 2.5 down to 1.25, remember I told you how Ambien works by even flex of it? All right, you could do that. Or what I would do is if you're already at the 2.5, try one day next week, no 2.5, but you're still taking it 6 days a week. Then the next week you go to 5 days a week of taking it, 2 days off. If that's too abrupt for you, then you're going to have to take that 2.5 milligram and cut it in half or, you know, try to play around with it. I know it's kind of difficult, but some of these pill cutters are really good and they work. But it'll be a 7 week wean at the quickest, a 14 week wean at the longest. But you'll be able to do it. Of course, have your doctor involved. Now, I know many of you are like, well, Dahlia, what else does he take? All right, if that does, you know, what else can he take? Well, you know, some doctors recommend melatonin. I don't like to tell people to go and get Kava and some of the over-the-counter medicines because, again, I don't know how much safer those are. You know, the purpose of getting you off Ambien isn't just to get you off Ambien, but to try to get you off a sleeping medication. Because I have people, they'll get addicted to Tylenol PM or Unisom because they're going off their Ambien. I'm not helping you. I'm not helping you. And remember that study that came out last month saying any of these sleeping aids could be putting you at risk for early death. At that point, you know, so you need to, as you're weaning, make sure you get a sleep specialist involved to kind of work with you on your lack of sleep to figure out why you're an insomniac. Great question. Stay tuned. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Dr. Dahlia Show. How you doing? No, I have not WD-40'd my, I guess some of the things in my studio need it. I just love WD-40. I don't think any home should be without it. You just kind of lubricate everything. I have, we have other lubricants, but those are kind of more medical lubricants. WD-40 really handles everything I need to handle. See, here's the thing, people. When I have patients all the time that go, Dahlia, all right, you will be the one to get me off my cholesterol medicine. I listen to your show. All right, my doctor throws me on blood pressure medicines. They throw me on high cholesterol medicines. You will be the one to get me off these medicines. Thank God I found you. Well, no. I mean, I could take off your medicines, but what about your underlying problem that caused you to go on a medication? You know, with the previous caller and his issue with Ambien, okay, he wants to go off Ambien, which is great. Good for him. But if his initial issue is insomnia, where he can't sleep, which is why he's been on Ambien for years, he's going to go right to something else. And there's many things out there to go to. Alcohol, and we don't want that. We spend a huge amount of time in the first hour talking about alcoholism and how to, you know, stop drinking because we had a caller interested in that. The over-the-counter medications. I have people that are just addicted to Benadryl. Now, I don't want to use the word addicted, but they are so dependent on taking Benadryl every day. Well, that doesn't help. So I love the sleep specialist. Some internists do sleep specialties. Sometimes the neurologists do. If you don't have a sleep specialist, I would probably talk to a neurologist. But we need to know why you can't fall asleep. Now, many times they will do a sleep study to make sure you don't have sleep apnea. But many of my insomniacs don't have sleep apnea. So now what? So we need to figure out how to retrain you to fall asleep. All right, either using these tapes, changing the lights to maybe blue, having you take a hot shower before you go to bed, maybe trying melatonin, etc. But when you want to go off a medication, even though we're very excited, especially something that you could be dependent on, you know, we always say, okay, you know, but hold the phone here, right? Let's look at why you're on the medication. So with cholesterol, in the news today, they say U.S. cholesterol rates fall. We're doing something right. They say only 13.4% of U.S. adults have high cholesterol. That is amazing. That's a 27% decline, they said, over the last 10 years. Now, why? Are we exercising more? I don't know. Are we eating better foods? Probably not. Probably not. It looks like we're still eating the same crap. What, Pizza Hut is now coming up with this cheeseburger-bordered pizza. I guess they're selling it in the Middle East. I don't know when it's going to come to America, but I'm sure it's going to be a hit. And also, I mean, you know, people are mad at that Pizza Hut's doing this. Remember, this is a recession. Okay, these companies are going to want to come up with products that they could sell, whether we have the war on obesity or not, right, directed by Michelle Obama. These companies are going to still try to stay alive and compete with their competitors. So was it Domino's Pizza with the hot dog in it? I don't know, but I mean, that's what these companies are going to do. I mean, that's what the free market does, and God bless the free market. So yeah, these companies are going to try to stay alive, and they're going to try to stay alive coming up with juicier, greasier, higher caloric foods, and it's going to work. It's going to work. Anyway, it looks like we have done very, very well when it comes to cholesterol. Only 13.4%, but they believe the biggest credit are the medications, that the cholesterol medications are, and they do. These, I mean, in the last 10, 15 years, it has been amazing the number of prescriptions that have risen for these cholesterol medications and the drop in heart attacks. I'm a huge fan of cholesterol medication. Huge, huge fan. So, you know, when you say, Dr. Dahlia, get me off my cholesterol medicine or get me off my blood pressure medication. You know, if you still have high blood pressure, I'm not doing you any service. I'm not helping you. There's no benefit to that. However, what I do like to do and I take pride in is some of my patients who are on 4 or 5 medications and we are able to knock them down to 2. Not because we do anything magical. It's just what happens is somebody gets put on a medication because it's cheap and it's on their insurance plan. Then it doesn't do the whole trick, so they get another one. Okay, then they move, and the new doctor goes, wow, your blood pressure's not doing well, but you're on 2 medicines, well, let me add a third agent. And then the third agent doesn't do it, and so they add the fourth. Yet somebody needs to go back and go, well, wait a second, that third agent may do more for you than that first agent. Let's take away the first agent. You know, but a lot of times we don't touch the old medicine. And a lot of times we need to look back, see why you were put on that original medicine, and why it's failing. Now, we've also spent a significant amount of time talking about how blood pressure medicines can sometimes poop out. Sometimes you outgrow your blood pressure medicine. Either your body gets smart and learns how to overcompensate, or it just gets used to it. We don't know. So sometimes some of your old blood pressure medications that aren't working, you know, sometimes we could take you off of them, even though we need to put you on something else to cover you. So if you've been on a medicine over 10, 15 years, and your sugar's still not a goal, or your blood pressure's not a goal, or your cholesterol's not a goal, you need to talk to your doctor about maybe changing up your medicines, changing it up a little bit. Okay, quickly, let's go to one of the emails. This is anonymous. Yesterday, doctor, you were discussing prostate cancer and how if your prostate PSA level is normal, you should recheck it the next year to see if it rises. Well, my doctor refuses to. He says my PSA was 1 back in 2008, and I don't need to recheck till I'm 60. I'm 55 now. All right. Yeah, I was talking about yesterday how if your PSA is normal, it may not be a bad idea to check it every few years because let's say it goes from 1 to 2.5 in a year. That's too quick. And so I like looking at the rise even of normal blood pressures. If your doctor doesn't want you to check it, says you were good in 2008, and not to check it for another few years, I'd say, no, I want it done. Why not? Well, I mean, you may have to pay for it, but no, I don't know if I would wait. Because in 2008, you were what, 51? And he wants to wait 9 years in between PSAs? No, I wouldn't do it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I just got the last part of that prostate business, and you said something about 2.5.
Mm.
Mine has gone up to 5.7. What's the real danger zone? Thank you.
No, okay. Well, here's the thing. Good question. People will ask me, Dr. Dahlia, what PSA means cancer? If normal is roughly 0 to 4, then do I have prostate cancer if I'm in the 5s or in the 6s? No, not necessarily. We've had many people that have an infection of the prostate or a prostatitis. Sometimes they have an infection that they don't know. We give them antibiotics, and the PSA comes back down. Sometimes smokers will have a higher PSA. Sometimes if you have a big enlarged prostate, you'll have more PSA. So not all high PSAs mean cancer. But what's the danger zone? That's a tough one because, like I discussed yesterday, many of my patients who I diagnosed prostate cancer with had normal numbers. They were 1, it jumped to 2.5. I didn't like the jump, even though they were well within the normal range of 0 to 4. That jump looked too quickly, looked too speedy for my taste. We sent him to urology. Urology did a biopsy, found cancer. Most of my patients were catching before their PSA is even high. So what I'd recommend in your case, if you're 5.6, which is above normal, 1, quit smoking. 2, see a urologist. Let him take a look. Let him do an exam. He may do a biopsy. He may not. He may try an antibiotic and see if it goes down. If the antibiotic does not make the PSA go down, then it might not be an infection, and he may take a sample. But unfortunately, we don't really have a number that's a danger zone. Have I seen people with 5.6 have prostate cancer? Yes. Have I seen people with 13 not have prostate cancer? Yes. I mean, I've seen people with high numbers not have prostate cancer. I don't know why their PSA was enlarged unless it was, like I said, an enlarged prostate infection, etc. So I've seen people with higher not have prostate cancer. I've seen people with lower have it. So unfortunately, we need to evaluate everyone. Now, I know that's not what the U.S. Task Force wants. Everybody wants us to save money and tell everybody who has a prostate to just sit home, get their prostate cancer, and then die. And no, that's not what I want. All right? 5.6, I want to panic, but it does warrant you seeing a urologist. Have the urologist take a peek at you. They may need to do a biopsy just to make sure, and then they're going to keep an eye on your PSA levels. Great questions, guys. Keep them coming. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the Webb's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
I need to quit drinking. Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this kind of, you know, made some of us moms nervous. Luckily, I never needed fertility drugs, but many women are using fertility drugs to increase their chance of pregnancy. Well, now a study came out today saying fertility drugs, can more than double the chances of children born to mothers who struggle to get pregnant to develop leukemia, the acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Children were 2.6 times more likely to become afflicted with ALL, which is the most common type of childhood leukemia, if their mothers were treated with ovary-stimulating drugs to help them ovulate. This 2.3-fold increase, there was also a 2.3-fold increase of getting acute myeloid leukemia. Now, children conceived naturally after their mothers waited more than a year to get pregnant had a 50% greater than normal likelihood of developing VALL, but no heightened risk of childhood leukemia was associated either with in vitro fertilization or artificial insemination. Wow. All right. Now, how big is this study? All right. A total of 2,400 French children and their mothers took part in the study, comprising 764 children who had been diagnosed with leukemia and 1,600 who were disease-free. Mothers were asked if they had taken more than a year to conceive a child and questioned about the treatments they received. About 44,000 cycles of fertility treatment are carried out in the UK, very similarly in the US. Use of this technology is increasing worldwide. Okay. Now, leukemia. Oh, this is a scary one. My uncle died of leukemia. Now, my uncle died in the 50s, in 1955, but his doctor at the time, and this is what they told our family, was they thought it was the test site and the testing they were doing in Arizona and in Nevada with the nuclear testing. I mean, a lot of things can affect the way your bone marrow produces blood. And with these blood cancers, where you overproduce blood cells, they could happen very quickly overnight. And they could be very chemically induced. Now, again, I don't want people panicking. I mean, many people are going through fertility treatments and their kids do fine, do well. But talk to your fertility doctor and ask them if you have any concern and if there's a different type of fertility treatment that you should have. Okay? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Now, an electrical engineer lost his daughter in a car accident. She was 17 years old. She was on her way home, died in 2004. Now, he and his family claim, they live in Connecticut, that they have experienced unexplained phenomena. Now, it's not just him. The whole family feels this. Okay? Now, he said that he started to notice doorbells ringing, TV channels changing, lights turning on and off. Okay? I know he may be selling a product you'll hear, but wait a second. I mean, maybe. Okay? He runs DAS Distribution in East Granby and lives with his wife, Cindy, and two other daughters, Jennifer and Heather. He said there were situations when my wife would start to make lunch with the daughters, and all of a sudden they'd feel someone come into the room. All right. He said he felt a head, you know, lie on his chest like his daughter used to. So these are called after-death communications, ADC. So the dad said, I am going to make specific devices such that I could talk to my eldest daughter. Now, he said he has recorded her saying, Daddy, hi, Daddy, I love you. And he actually sells these. Gary's ghost detection equipment has found a niche in the market. And he prices them between $79 and $350. He says a third of the proceeds is going to bereavement groups. And I'm taking a look at these. I don't know how they pick up paranormal activity. But you know something? All right, I know people are already making fun of him, and you already see people on the blogs. Here's the thing. He lost his daughter. If he thinks he's communicating with her, whether it's true or not, and he's happy, and he's getting through the grief, great. Now, if he's selling a product that doesn't work, all right, I know people are like, he can't be selling a product that doesn't work. Well, if it doesn't work, then these people are going to get their money back, right? Or word will get out that the products do not work and he won't make money. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, all right? I don't know how I would handle, God forbid, losing a child. And, you know, do I think, people always ask me, Dahlia, what do you believe? Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in spirits? I mean, remember, I went to medical school, so I'm very scientifically minded, but I'm also very spiritual. I love my religion. I do believe in heaven. I do believe in hell. I believe in God and angels, etc. And I do believe that, you know, us being on this earth is not the end. I do believe this is part of a journey and that there is a spiritual dimension. I don't know. I mean, you know, I've never communicated with any of my dead relatives, but, you know, keep in mind, I didn't really communicate with them when they were alive. So, you know, just because I really haven't had any sort of communication, you know, with my family doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't exist. But, you know, my patients tell me, you know, we did a show on religious faith and prayer and if that had any effect. And people were calling in saying, absolutely. I mean, I had a 67-year-old, if I remember correctly, woman in my practice who fell, broke a couple of her ribs, was in horrible pain. Now, at the, I guess, 6.5-day mark or whatever, she went to church, And I guess the pastor laid his hands on her, et cetera. They did the prayers. Pain went away. She comes in bouncing on Monday. Dr. Dahlia, do an x-ray. I go, what do you mean? She's like, take an x-ray. I know it's still broken, but look at me. I'm in no pain. Literally, no pain medicine. She wasn't taking pain medicines, nothing. I believe her. We took an x-ray. The fracture was there, starting to heal, but she was pain-free. So I really think that whether, you know, anybody believes it or not, the brain has the power to perceive the spirituality, maybe another dimension, and, you know, whether it's really there or not, I think you can have somatic effects because of it. And as long as it's going for the better, I'm happy with it. I'm not going to mess with it. You know, if this guy grieving his daughter feels like she's communicating with him and is next to him and is around, and I mean, I know I feel it. I'm sure I felt my dad, you know, nearby. You know, I'm sure, you know, I mean, and you know, in dreams, I think lots of times that's when you feel like you get that communication. But remember, dreams, they could be very vivid, very graphic, very psychedelic. You know, if somebody says, yeah, somebody talks to me in their dreams, I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't know how much of it I really, really believe, but I'm not going to sit here and try to disbelieve it. Okay, I whatever makes people happy. And if it works and if it really happens, then yes, I'm going to, God forbid, if I do leave this earth, come back. You know, we got Kyle and Chad working the dials. They will probably be the first two people I visit, right? And I'll probably whisper to them that the radio host taking my place stinks. I'll probably play around with the dials just to mess with the show, you know, just to be funny, put in the sound, you know. And so I'd probably do that, and then I'd probably visit my kids. You know, maybe I'd watch another Viggo Mortensen movie. I'd probably slip in for free in the movie theater. So, honestly, I mean, I think it's cool. Good for him. But I just hope he's not cheating people out of money with his little gadgets, because then, yeah, that could be a problem. Okay, let me see what else is going on. Oh, so much I want to talk about. I want to talk about in so little time. And so many burpees coming. Okay, so looks like they have invented a sound wave machine that can relieve tinnitus or tinnitus. You know how many of us, we have that ringing in the ears or we have a chirping in the ears? Well, I guess doctors have discovered, or have researchers have come up with a machine that'll actually give you treatment. It's a handheld ultrasound device that is placed behind the ear for 1 minute. It gives temporary relief. And is now being used in trials of 500 people. The gadget is against the skull right behind the ear, emits a high-frequency signal, and they said 71% of people stop feeling the ringing in their ears. Now, of course, try not to damage your ears in the first place with high noise. But, hey, nice, because we don't really have a cure for tinnitus. All right, guys, we got another hour coming on. Stay on board. If not, follow me on Twitter and Facebook. 1-877-DOCTOR.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.